Well, today is a big day. Some might say a super day. 2 weeks ago, we found out what this day would look like, what it would be all about. As fate would have it, 2 weeks ago, the winners and the losers were determined so that now we know what's at stake on this big, fantastic, super fun day that we call... No, not the Super Bowl. It's State of the Church Sunday. Come on. That's right. It was supposed to occur 2 weeks ago during our parish summit, but Snowmageddon completely changed our plans. Even last week, though, I'm so glad that we gathered together. Too many people were confined to their homes due to the icy road conditions for us to have our annual State of the Church Sunday. But now, today is the day. Today is a big day, right? Now, you might be asking, what is State of the Church Sunday? Well, yes, it is a time for us to come together and reflect on the state of our church, how God is at work among us, what ministries are on the rise, what areas of neglect we need to give more attention to. And yes, it is about these things, but you should know this is not the heart of it. The heart of State of the Church Sunday is simply this: reconnecting with the main thing. And you know what the main thing is, don't you? That's right. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Yes, that's a quote that animated the minds of our founders, those who set out in faith into the unknown and established what became All Saints Anglican Church 22 years ago. It was one of their mantras. The main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing. So now you might be asking, what is the main thing? When it comes to the local church, a church like All Saints, what do you think the main thing is? What do you think should be at the core of our life together? What should drive everything we do and say? What should undergird our programs, our activities, our conversations? What is the main thing? Well, to have a little fun, maybe we should begin with what it's not. With those things that could possibly distract us, with those things that sound really good at first, but upon closer examination, we discover that's not the heart of it all. What are those things that are not the main thing? Well, for one, the main thing is not about what we believe. It's not about getting all of our theological ducks in a row, about being certain about this doctrine and dogmatic about that one. That's not the main thing. I mean, yes, as Christians, beliefs are important, but they're not the end. No, they're really the means to something else. They're the means to the main thing, right? Well, and second, the main thing is not about taking a stand for something, fighting the fight we think we're supposed to fight, or trying to win some culture war for the future of our country, or about beating down all the isms that too many Christians view as our enemy. Secularism, atheism, liberalism, pick an ism, any ism. That's not at all the main thing. In fact, that really shouldn't even be a thing. And the main thing is also not, surprise, surprise, winning souls for Jesus, getting folks to check a box on a card, closing the deal on the four spiritual laws, or distributing afterlife fire insurance. I mean, yes, it is a good thing to see people come to Christ, of course, but our task is much more foundational, much more internal, if you will, even more communal. And let me mention just one more. The main thing is not even to change the world. to usher society into some sort of spiritual utopia, to build a new Christendom, or to take over the halls of power so that this nation and every other nation, for that matter, becomes a Christian nation. That is not our calling. That is not our commission. Certainly, we are to bless the world around us, but a radical remaking of the world, that is for the age to come, right? So what is it then, Wes? You're killing me. What is the church's primary calling? What is the main thing? Oh, how I long for all of us to know the main thing like we know the back of our hand, to be driven by it, to wake up each and every day with this calling on our minds and on our lips and on our hearts, to say it together in unison, that the main thing, to keep the main thing, is to do what? To share in the life of God for the life of the world. That's how we put it here at All Saints. And yes, there are many different and creative ways one could put this, ways to articulate the main thing. For example, to seek first the kingdom of God, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. To nurture a community of love that lives out the way of Jesus for the good of others. To deepen our lives in the love of God so that we might become a community that blesses the world. You see the different ways of saying the same thing, certainly. But my hope is that you hear the heart of it, right? This is about community formation in the life of the triune God that moves us beyond ourselves for the good of neighbor. This is about communal participation in the love that is forever flowing between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so that that same love might overflow into every nook and cranny of our dark and hurting world. Can't you see? This is why Jesus came to earth. This is what he is all about. This is the main thing, the main aim of his ministry. Jesus begins his ministry by calling people to a new reality, right? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. A new reality of love and peace and joy. This long-awaited reality that has now arrived in the person of Jesus. And so he gathers a people to himself. He lays out a path to be fully alive to God, fully alive to one another. An upside down kind of kingdom where the poor are fortunate, where those on the margins are closest to the heart of God, and where the lost are finally found. And he tells them, doesn't he? You are it. You are the salt of the earth. The light of the world, that city on a hill, the fulfillment of the law. This is where God's project has been headed all along. This is that community who not only experienced the riches of the kingdom, but is now its steward, right? We are the ones who bear witness to another way of being human, another way to live. A common life we share that houses the very presence of God and then showcases for the world where the future of history is ultimately headed. This is the community that Jesus came to form. And then what does he do? He tells them, he says to them, go and form more communities like you, baptize them into the life of Father, Son, and Spirit, and teach them this way of life, this way of love, this way of peace and joy and forgiveness and goodness. That's the main thing, my friends. It's what Jesus began, and it's what the Spirit continues to do, even to this very day, even right here among us. At All Saints Anglican Church, this is where I get giddy every time I think of it. We are called together to share in the life of God for the life of the world. So how are we doing? How are we doing keeping the main thing the main thing? Because remember, today is a big day. It's a day when each one of us considers this question. You know I'm a big fan of All Saints, right? I love this church, and I realize that I'm a bit biased, but I think there's still much to celebrate. The level of participation, the number of new folks, the eagerness of different people to learn new ways of praying, wanting to learn and go deeper in their life with God, or this expressed desire that so many of you have to serve in new areas of ministry. I mean, it's all quite wonderful. Of course, at the same time, I know we're not perfect. We have lots of room for growth, right? Spiritual growth, more formation, deeper relationships, becoming a people marked more by love than by our political positions or online postings, which leads us to the theme for our church this year, which is really more of a challenge than anything else, a challenge for each one of us. And the challenge is this: there's more to the journey. Our sharing in the life of God is not a static thing. It's not a status. As the Apostle Paul is prone to put it, it's a walk, isn't it? A journey with God. There's a reason Jesus' invitation is simply this: follow me, right? That's because the Christian life is a journey, a following after Jesus along the way, a way of life. Indeed, our salvation even, it's this journey. Our salvation, it's a process of becoming more and more like Jesus. You know that before the term Christian ever became popular in the early church, followers of Jesus were known as those who belong to the way. Another reminder that our faith is a journey. To be a Christian is a lifelong process, not a one-time arrival, certainly not a one-time decision. And so the question is this: where are you in this journey? What's the next step for you? Where is the Spirit calling you to go deeper? What's the more that God has in store for you right now? That's the key word here, more. Because there is always more that God has for you when it comes to sharing in His life for the life of the world. To keep the main thing, we have got to get serious with this question. What is the more that God has for you right now? Where is He leading you to go deeper, to take the next step? Because there is always more to the journey. And just so you'll know, that's the aim. That happens to be the aim of our pastorates this spring. Wow, go figure. Pastorates, what's that? Well, it's small groups that will meet in homes for fellowship, yes, but also to help each other pursue more in your life with God. In fact, that's why we're calling these pastorates, get this, ready? Plan for more pastorates. That's beautiful. My goodness. Why? Because, yes, everyone, we're all in a different place in our life with God, but wherever you are, we all have more. God has more for us. But here's the thing. This more requires intention. I mean, you have to have a plan. That's why these pastors will go through John Mark Comer's 8-session course entitled Practicing the Way. For it's an exercise in making a plan for more that God has in store in your life for Him. Get this, we have 6 pastors this spring, one of which is even a youth pastorate. And each of these pastors, if they have 15 people, that would be 90 in all. Now, keep in mind that we have over 200 adults here at All Saints. So surely we can do at least that. In fact, my hope is that we would have so many people sign up that we would need to form 1 or 2 more of these groups. But whether you participate in a pastorate or not this spring, the challenge remains the same for each and every one of us. To keep the main thing, we have to do business with this more question. I mean, just like with marriage, right? Cruise control does not work in marriage. You have to be intentional to nurture and grow your relationship. Just like with diet and exercise, you can't be passive. You can't just sit back and, well, I'm hoping for the best. No, you have to have a plan. You have to be intentional. So what does that look like for you? If our church is going to continue to keep the main thing, if we are going to stay on track becoming a community of love for the love of neighbor, then it will require every one of us to have a plan for more. What a glorious thought. Think about that. That God has more that he wants to give you. Not more stuff, that's not what I'm talking about, but more of himself, more peace, more love, more transformation, even in and through the storms of life. You can have more. You see, I told you, today is a big day. It's a super day. And so get in the game and ask yourself, what am I doing to keep the main thing, the main thing? Heavenly Father, we celebrate that the kingdom is here. New life. Life with you. A life that promises strength and peace and your presence and community and relationships and joy. No matter how the outward trappings of our life play out, that you are a God that wants to be with us, to reclaim us, to draw us deeper into yourself so that we can participate with you in being a blessing to the world. What a gift this is, and help us as a church always to steward it well, to keep the main thing the main thing. We pray this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.